out then. Yeah, and so there was a lot of sometimes I thought about sometimes being like faulty towers, some of the kind of fun communications and things that occurred in those days. They were very sweet and good times. And it was interesting because my first experience was just with Ajahn Amaru. I had a little bit of time with Lumpur before he left, but not much. And then I was, my anagarki, there was a lot of training by Ajahn Amaru. And so then I got to see for the next 4 years with the two of them together. And that, although we haven't mentioned it, because it's sort of, I think, part of our collective memories, those who started early, there was something very special about that time, having the co-abbots, having the two of them together. And yeah, I found that like we would often talk about the ma and pa syndrome and the fact that like if you there was a tendency for some of the monks to be like, okay, if I want to get this answered in the affirmative, then I got to go to ma, amaro, or pa, pasano. So we would kind of, okay, who am I going to go to first? But they, you know, they tended to also just get to know their students pretty quickly. And so I learned that, they were both training us in different ways, but really like because they had very different personalities and ways of approaching things, it was much more of a rounded training. And it wasn't until later because a lot of times the training can be quite painful if, you know, like for me, like not recognizing like, okay, I was acting out of desire a lot. And then, you know, I was getting that thwarted because that's what the abbot is really supposed to do. They're not supposed to just satisfy your desire. That wouldn't be helpful. So a lot of times it was painful. But it was a very good way of training, really having the two of them. And that's how it was, I think for, was it 96 to 2010, so for 14 years. And so that was a very special aspect of Abhaya Giri. It continued for quite a long time, and I think it was a pioneering thing at the time. There wasn't, even still, there's very rare to have co-abbots. But at that time, I think there were very few. Lumpur remarked, there's a Thai phrase, something about why would you want to have two tigers in one cave? So it's like the fact that the two of them lived together in harmony and really taught us in harmony and were together in how they were teaching. It was just a very special time of training. So I think that for me brings a lot of joy when I think about it. And then after Ajahn Amaru left, though, it was nice that Lumpur encouraged other senior monks to fill in that role that Ajahn Amaru left behind. And so we had like Ajahn Yatiko and Ajahn Gurudamo really filled in with that in quite a bit.